TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
Happens during Chris versus the Fans, 4 o'clock every day on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN. San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? Happy Halloween to everybody out there in America's finest city. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. With APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground, no tricks, only treats. During the Trucktober sales event happening now, only at Toyota of Poway or online at ToyotaPoway.com in the heart of San Diego. This will be the final day where you can qualify for a chance to win a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas. We're going to be doing that at 12:35, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll have a Halloween candy question today. Later on in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll be giving away Aztec tickets. So a lot of giveaways here in the next 2 hours. Got a lot of football to talk about here in the next 2 hours. Talking about high school football, college football, the NFL, all of it. We'll keep you updated on anything we might hear about the Padres managerial search. It sounds like we're down to finalists of Albert Pujols, Nick Gunley, and Ruben Niebla, and potentially one more candidate. Since that information has been released, it has been all quiet on the Western Metal front. It's been crickets, Frank. We haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything. Maybe Jocelyn will call in for the midday sports standoff. What's for lunch, Rod? Juan says he's having a pulled pork sandwich. How about that? Or is he just trolling Rod for the whole Phil's barbecue thing that he pulled a fast one on Nate for in the chat? You ever take Nate to Phil's yet, Rod? Come on, man. Come on, man. What am I going to have for lunch? That's even better question. I got chili for dinner. I can't wait. No, Jocelyn, you have some time. You can wait till 12:30. You don't want to wait on hold too long.
Call it 1240.
Let me ask you this on the, all right, adult Halloween, before we get to the whip around. Are you going to hand out candy tonight?
A whip around on an adult Halloween? Never mind.
Can you lock in for like 2 seconds, please?
No, I cannot.
Can you lock in? Phrasing?
Phrasing?
Jeez. Anyway. Let me ask you this. Since you don't go, I mean, it would be incredibly creepy if you went trick-or-treating. Instead of going trick-or-treating, once you get to the age of being an adult, do you pick out of the bowl that you're giving to the kids, or do you buy yourself your own candy?
I'm not a big candy person, if I'm honest.
You're allergic to all the good ones anyway.
Yeah, exactly. My parents bought the bag of death. The only thing I can have out of it are the Kit Kats.
They have the Almond Joy one?
No, it's the Snickers, Milk Duds, Milky Ways, like that kind of stuff. If I just take whatever's left that I can have. If there is leftover candy, then I'll pick at it.
I'm going to get myself some candy on the way home because I'm going to the volleyball game tonight. Mm-hmm. Division One quarterfinals? I think so. Quarterfinals? Division One quarterfinals? Scripps Ranch and Del Norte?
Tootsie Rolls are good.
Nah, I don't really like Tootsie Rolls too much. I'll give them to Jocelyn.
You can't have too many, though. Like, one or two Tootsie Rolls are fine. Or if it's, like, the long, thin one, that's about all you can max out on. Now you're doing it.
It's a long Tootsie Roll.
Phrasing?
It's gross. I might pick up my own candy. King-size Reese's. That's right, Brenton Ford. Wait till tomorrow, then it's half off.
Exactly right.
Just don't be the guy giving away the... Don't be the people that forgot about the candy and like found some in your dry storage unit.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, it's last year's candy. It's okay. Protect kids from that. I've seen you always got to protect the kids from when people put weird things in candy, right? I saw one, the memes that come out today are hilarious. Protect your kids from potentially getting Titans tickets.
Yeah.
We will do the same thing. M. McKee, 23. She's like, we got candy, water, and adult beverages and the World Series on the Garage TV. We'll be doing the same thing. Candy, water, adult beverages, and the portable TV outside in front with the World Series on. That's how you do Halloween right there. That's why I was rooting for the Blue Jays even more than I already was. In game 3 or 4, whatever it was, to make sure there was a guaranteed game 6. Because I needed to have a game on tonight for Halloween. I'm sure there's some college games on today. We got some college football on today?
I'm sure there's got to be.
There's got to be something crazy. We got Bill Belichick on tonight? Is that legit? Is that true?
Let me see. Hold on.
Looking up. Yeah. Bill Belichick at the Carrier Dome. Which is now the JMA Wireless Dome in Syracuse, New York. North Carolina at Syracuse, Memphis at Rice, and Sam Houston at Louisiana Tech. Oh, my. That's going to be great. I think one of the neighbors, my mom's on the Halloween committee for the neighborhood, whatever that is. There's a lot of committees for things. And so one of the neighbors made it's basically like a beer pong game for the kids to play. It's a bunch of cups laid up and you know how beer pong works. Yeah. But instead of there being beer in there, there's going to be like In-N-Out gift card.
That's
In-N-Out
cool.
Voucher.
That's
like some
that's
candies
creative.
And whatever. And I might have to monitor that one.
That's actually a really cool idea.
Yeah.
A different
mix
twist
it up.
On it.
Yeah.
That's really
a little,
cool.
little mix up for different things to keep the kids entertained. So I might be doing that tonight. So anyway. You don't really like candy. You said Tootsie Roll. What if you had to have? What you can only have like certain things anyway.
Yeah.
What's your favorite candy? I know you can't be down on any payday bars.
I do like Airheads are good.
I love Airheads,
and I also love gummy bears are so good.
Gummy bears.
I love gummy bears.
Don't tell
gummy
me you're the
sour worms. I love them.
Don't tell me you're the dumb kid that puts gummy bears on ice cream. You ever see those like gummy bears at ice cream place?
I will every now and again, and then I remember why I don't usually do it, because by the time I get to them, I'm biting into a literal brick.
Rocks. Gummy bears are good.
I'll do it every now and again.
Don't be the psychopath that puts gummy bears on ice cream.
I'll do it every now and again, and then I remember quickly why I don't do it all the time.
Like Cold Stone, why would you ever have gummy bears? You're basically making them rocks as they go because you mix it on the Cold Stone.
You're setting yourself up for failure if you're
asking
terrible. Them to mix. Because at least if you do it at a frozen yogurt place, you at least have the ability to lay them on top. You know where they're going. Cold Stone, they're gonna mix it in and you're gonna bite into a landmine at one point.
David Vu loves gummy bears. Gummy bears on the side, so scoop the ice cream and then gummy bears afterwards.
That's fair. That's fair.
Happened to me a few weeks ago, put Reese's Pieces M&Ms on ice cream, bit into that, it tasted like a pebble. It wasn't a bad M&M, it was part of my tooth that just cracked.
Oh my God.
Now it has
God.
A crown.
Wow.
No! No! There are certain candy you cannot mix in ice cream.
Correct. Gummy candy is that.
Reese's Pieces, probably not a great call.
One of the toppings that we had, I used to work at a yogurt store.
You really?
Yeah, that no longer exists now.
Hey, you know what? You're like me.
It was a self-serve.
What? It was a self-serve? What did you actually, did you just fill up the toppings thing?
No, we pretty much just filled up
the
topping stations.
How many people would tip you, by the way?
Not many.
Why would they? What are you doing? Exactly. They're doing all the work.
That's stupid. Exactly.
He's like, yeah, please, sir, can I have some more?
We had some wild toppings. One of them was the New York cheesecake bites.
Oh, those are great.
Animal cookies.
Yep, those are good. On there.
Not the animal not the animal crackers.
The frosted ones.
The circus animals.
Yeah. The frosted ones. Yeah, the pink and white good. Ones.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. There was one. It does not exist anymore. I think there's a Weight Watchers in there now, ironically enough. Lychee was one of them. We had a whole fruit station. We had mochi. That was a good one. That was where I tried mochi for the first time.
You know what? Like my dad puts on frozen yogurt. Mm. I think I spell them wrong every time. They're like, what are they called? Carob chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are carob chips? Because they look like chocolate chips.
Yeah, they're
not.
They're just like chocolate chips. Aren't
carob
they?
Chips are a chocolate substitute made from dried, roasted, and ground pods of the carob tree.
There you go.
That's what they are. Carob chips. Not chocolate chips. Carob chips. He puts those on yogurt. It's just fake chocolate.
He wants the chocolate taste.
Without the chocolate?
Yeah, exactly. He wants the chocolate taste without the side effects of chocolate.
Carob chips. I don't know about that. Reese's aren't cold, neither are the gummy bears.
If you put gummy bears in ice cream,
they will freeze.
Exactly.
And they will get crunchy.
Yes, they will be hard as a rock.
Reese's Pieces also would turn into heart of a rock. It's mixing it with the ice cream, not just having them normal, right?
No, exactly.
Yeah. I had a question for you on the self-serve yogurt place.
Go ahead.
And I forgot what it was.
That's helpful.
So you... I was going to say, how many people nobody would tip you, right? Was it based on weight and stuff, too?
Yes, based on weight.
What was the heaviest that you saw?
Oh, God, I don't remember, dude. This was high school, man.
What a great place to work in high school.
It wasn't, because it was for my mom.
No, your mom owned the place?
No, she ran it.
Oh, she used to run it.
Yeah, she ran it for a friend that owned it.
Frozen yogurt places are great when you get to do your own toppings, because then I'm basically just eating toppings with a little bit of yogurt on the side.
Exactly.
I haven't been to the one that's great in East County is the yogurt mill. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Didn't take very long for that one to pop up.
Cake batter was my favorite.
Cake batter's great.
Cake batter's amazing.
That's a top notch one. That's like a better vanilla. The yogurt mill in El Cajon has been there for so long. I can't tell you how long. It's probably been there. It's been there longer than my life. It's been there when my dad was a kid growing up in El Cajon. But the best part about it, have you ever been to Yogurt Mill? Do you know what it looks like?
No, I do. No, I have not.
It used to be, I don't know what it used to be. The East County people could tell me. I think it used to be like some type of Italian place.
Okay.
Because the Yogurt Mill has a gigantic Leaning Tower of Pisa above it. It makes no sense for the yogurt. It's been like that forever, though. So, like, my it's people. Iconic. But the Yogurt Mill, look up Yogurt Mill El Cajon and see if they show a picture of it. It is a gigantic Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's great.
No, Corey.
Look at it. Look it up.
Hold on. Corey, time out.
Corey is Griffiths. Not getting it right now.
No, when you put gummy bears on or in ice cream, they get cold.
Yes.
And you're not going to eat the entire thing of ice cream in a femtosecond.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that are closer to the bottom or the ones that are in surrounded by the ice cream have time to get super cold and possibly freeze. We're not saying putting frozen gummy bears on the ice
They slowly
cream.
Start no. to freeze as
exactly.
you eat the ice
they
cream.
They slowly work.
Yeah, Yogurt Mill. Have you looked at a picture of it yet?
I have not, no, because I was explaining
the
frozen gummy bear gimmick.
Look at the yogurt.
The
look
cheesecake
at
the, bites are
you're
going to
love
fantastic.
That. You got to go to the Yogurt Mill just so you can see the gigantic Leaning Tower of Pisa. I mean, it's not bigger than the Leaning Tower of Pisa, obviously, but it makes... Somebody from East County, tell me what that place used to be. It's been a long time.
Oh, my people.
Guess who's driving out to Yogurt Mill this afternoon? Frank Marchese.
Guess who just got a new date idea? Jesus.
The Yogurt Mill. What a spot, huh?
That is it right there.
There you go. Looks like a Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's great. I don't know what it
looks good though. I'll give it. Why is there just a random picture of some person's living room in the pictures?
What do you mean, like the inside of the place?
No. I clicked on the pictures for the Yogurt Mill, like the review pictures, and look over here. There is a picture literally of some dude's living room.
You know what? Yelp, dude. The other thing, too, is the sizes are gigantic.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Do you see that?
Yes,
the large?
I'm seeing that. It looks incredible.
That looks like, what is that, 40-something ounces?
Okay, people, if you're going to post pictures on Yelp, don't...
It was a pizza place.
Don't post pictures of your kids like mid-bite where they have the most awkward-looking face.
Stop.
Don't post those pictures.
Wow, this guy had... Now I'm hungry for yogurt. Do I have time to drive out to El Cajon today? No, I do not. I do not have time to drive out to El Cajon today.
That's another one. Reese's M&M's.
That sounds dangerous for the teeth.
Those cheesecake bites look so good.
Okay,
oh, my goodness.
We got to lock back in. We got to lock Frank back in. We put him down to take. He got excited. He got excited about the Italian-looking yogurt.
You're the one that did it. It's your fault.
You had to see it. It's a cash-only place, too, Frank. Better get your cash out.
That sucks.
Yogurt Mill is the GOAT, according
to my
boss.
I mean, I know
boss.
Why they do it, but seriously, my favorite place, Bronx Pizza, is cash-only. Please.
They don't want to pay for the credit card thing. That's fine.
No, I understand that. No, I understand why it is, but it's so inconvenient.
Get either chicken and then Yogurt Mill, the ultimate El Cajon drip.
Either bring cash or pay $5 to use our ATM machine.
Mm-hmm. Gotta lock Frank back in. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the NFL and not yogurt, frozen yogurt, or candy to put on your yogurt that's gonna break your teeth. Gummy bears. A psychopath.
We still got the scariest mascots to get.
That's always great too. Who knows what we're gonna talk about next? Scariest mascots is a scary look.
Bro, you are going to want to be on the YouTube chat for this one.
Yeah. We're going to come back with that. So we're going to go to break. And if you're listening,
give you guys 5 minutes
jumping
to
on
get
YouTube
onto the YouTube stream.
And take a look at these mascots that are horrifying. We'll talk about that when we come back at the Brayden Soprano Show. Saturday Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mike Swing. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Are you choking on crackers?
Yes.
They're not like the super lame crackers that Chris eats, right?
No, they're Ritz.
They're okay. They actually have flavor then.
Yeah.
Does he eat those rice crackers?
I believe so.
I gotta say, like, every time I've worked with Ello, the diet is odd to me. Especially his, like, because he's a foodie. He likes good food, but he knows that he doesn't want to be like a, you know, big. And so he goes on his diets. And when he goes on his diets that are not involved with his SD fat loss diets, he used to eat some interesting things on a diet.
Yes.
I remember because he used to bring his meals to the press box.
Most of which we would find sitting around the microphone when we would come in to do Padre.
He would do like almonds.
Yes.
He loves his almonds. He has his rice crackers that he'd eat. Those like super thin ones. Mm-hmm. But then he used to do like these turkey wraps. He'd like wrap turkey in this egg wrap. And I'm like, bro, I think that needs to be refrigerated. But it was like an egg wrap, and he'd roll it up with the turkey, like mustard or something. That was it. And I'm like, bro, this is... He's like, I thought it was miserable. And then he would like try to live vicariously through me. He's like, can you put mayonnaise on your hot dog? I just want to see somebody eat a hot dog. I'm like, no?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's hard like that. Today's a good day to cheat on stuff, though.
It is.
It's a good day to cheat on that stuff. All right.
Not a good day to cheat on costume design,
though. No, and we were kind of lame in terms of our like overall costume stuff.
What do you mean? Ben and Woods had some show.
Yeah. I have at least a Ghostbuster shirt on, okay?
Mine's red.
What does that mean?
For the blood?
For the blood. It's like a maroon. It's not really red.
Well, listen,
it's dried blood.
I got a needle yesterday.
No,
I can tell you.
I'm going to pass out.
I can tell you that they're similar colors.
Stop trying to make something out of it. I would have believed like professional bowler or something. You look like
no,
a character. Maybe you're a character. Maybe you're a character. You know what you look like with that shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You look like the, and the glasses, and you look like the bad guy from Toy Story 2. You know the guy, it's like, I can't believe we got to drive to work. The guy that wears the chicken suit that Newman plays. I can't believe I got to drive all the way to work on a Saturday. He goes across the street. You know who that guy is? What's that guy's name?
I've lost a considerable amount of weight.
You have.
And
you look like a skinny version of him.
I actually have hair on my head.
You do?
Unlike that character.
I'm just saying your getup kind of looks like it.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going to pretend that you are for Halloween.
Fantastic.
Where's the, what's Love that guy's it. Name?
I don't remember.
I forgot Kelsey Grammer's in that movie, A Stinky Pete.
Yes. Big Al.
Yeah. Thank oh, it's Wayne Knight playing Al McWiggin.
Yeah.
You're Al from Al's Toy Barn. Al McWiggin, nicknamed the Chicken Man by Andy's Toys.
Yes.
Isn't he wearing a maroon shirt in that deal?
I think that's one of them, yes.
Yes. Sorry, Frank.
Thank you.
Aw, now he's upset. That's the first thing that came to mind. I'm sorry. You see, this is why you got to dress up. We almost pulled a... Where's Cole Brooks in the chat? We almost decided to randomly...
Don't,
they're
going
to forget about it.
Right,
they're going to forget about it. In a year, they're going to forget about it. We almost decided to randomly, at a segment, change into a frog and hot dog suit. For Frog and the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Frog and the Natural Casings. Rod, now I have to hide my toys. I'm bullying Frank. I don't know, one. You bully him on a daily basis.
Braden dressing up as my bully for Halloween.
Ah, there it is. Frank, we're dressing as Toy Story characters. You can join us.
Thanks.
That's great. Can you give your best Newman impersonation?
No.
Hello, Newman. I can't believe I got to drive all the way to work on a Saturday. I love that bit. It's so funny. He drives across the street. The Chicken Man. Clay's going to mark it down. Yeah,
exactly.
Wayne, hey, give me your best Wayne Knight impersonation of Al from Al's Toy Barn.
It's a show tradition when I do it.
That, you know what? That's true. At least
that's
one keeps it consistent.
That's a bit.
Okay, speaking of scary costumes, let's get to the scariest mascots.
It's college mascots. I've seen Gritty in the chat.
Yeah, well,
so
those are
times.
Current. These are like all time.
Yes.
What do we got here?
You ready to be
Nightmare Fuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want Nightmare Fuel?
That's right.
Buddy.
Oh my God.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
God, the old Big Red is horrific. What is the Nebraska with the giant thing of corn is hilarious. So scariest mascots in college football history was put out by what? College football on Fox?
Yeah, College Football on Fox on Twitter. We'll retweet it.
We'll retweet the image. Some of these are just horrific. What is Syracuse? Is that a clown?
I don't know.
Let's go in order. So the first one on the list is Florida. And the Florida Gator back in the black and white photos looks like a animatronic from Jungle Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a sweater with an F on it. And it is a scary looking gator, let me tell you. Big Al from Alabama is a gigantic red elephant.
Yeah, it is.
A crimson elephant.
It is a heffalump for sure.
That is, yeah, heffalumps and woozles. That is the heffalump part. Look at the ears on that thing. It's gigantic.
Ears are down to his waist.
Yes. I like regular Big Al now. What is that? That looks like the Arkansas Razorback and Big Al combined into one. Syracuse is a clown. I don't know. Is that supposed to be Otto the Orange?
I have no idea, but I think Brenton said it best. It's it. It's the inspiration for it.
It has to be. The old Big Red is a nightmare. That looks like Grimace's...
The old Big...
Scary cousin.
That is Grimace with an addiction that you need to find your fix in a back alley somewhere.
That looks like backwoods West Kentucky is what that guy looks like.
Cincinnati?
What is that? Is that a Picasso painting? Cincinnati's mascot looks like he was created by Picasso. I don't even know. That's a bearcat? It is so deformed. It doesn't make any sense. The TCU, the old Super Frog is a hideous looking creature.
That is horrifying.
It is a hideous looking creature. And they always show that photo of the little girl kissing its like nose.
Yes, because that makes it more horrifying.
Yes. And the Bearcat does look like he was run over by a steamroller. Ohio State, I'm assuming that's Ohio State?
Yeah, it could be Ohio State. It could be Oklahoma State.
That is Brutus Buck Eye. Get it? Because he has the one eye. Yeah. He's just like, meh. What's with all the sailor guys, by the way, for all the old mascots? Why does Nebraska have a corn?
The Cornhuskers.
I know, but like, why would the mascot be corn? And the thing that's interesting about that on this graphic is the Nebraska corn is right above somebody that looks like Herbie Husker. like Nebraska was like,
So Nebraska stole Indiana's mascot.
Said, the hell with the corn. Let's go take the Indiana Hoosier and turn it into Herbie Husker. Indiana's mascot looks like Herbie Husker, except he's got an I on his hat instead of an N. The Stanford tree is crazy anyway.
The Stanford tree, that's
a possessed being.
That's special, is what that is.
I would say that Purdue Pete is scarier now than he was in the 40s.
Yes.
And I didn't even want to start with NC State. I don't even know what that is.
NC State is... So you thought Stanford was possessed by a demon? I think Stanford was possessed by NC State.
NC State's mascot looks like the image that you would show on like a History Channel or Discovery Channel about a mythical creature that was been spotted in the wild. And if they told me that was on a Bigfoot episode, I'd believe it.
NC State is your sleep paralysis demon.
Out of those 12.
No, 11.
11.
11, because the winner is NC State.
I was going to say, well, what's the scariest one? NC State, the wolf pack?
NC State
is
that
supposed to be a wolf? Is that a wolf mask?
Is that supposed... I don't even know if that's supposed to be a being.
Who knows? I think the scariest ones are the NC State mascot. The West Kentucky one is... I mean, could you imagine... Here's the situation for you. You go into your garage at night, and the lights are out, and you're going to get candy for the next the round of Halloween, and you flip the lights on, and you see that thing. What are you doing? What are you doing? Seriously. Look at that thing. His mouth is all disformed. His eyes are just staring at you. I'm telling you right now, you are... running away and screaming like a child.
Want to buy some car insurance?
Car insurance. That guy is knocking on your door asking for money to supply his
addiction.
Yeah, yes. Well, yeah, it's not a joking matter. But,
no, it's not, but it's...
But still,
It's not a joke if it's factual.
I mean... That is, have fun sleeping tonight, anybody that watched on YouTube. Could you imagine? And here's the thing. Juan Ruiz, when you go home tonight, you better hope that thing is not sitting on your couch.
That.
You better have left the light on before you left the house today.
NC State and Western Kentucky, those are the final boss of the haunted house. NC State is the final boss of the haunted house.
Okay.
Cincinnati's just funny. That's just hilarious. That's not scary. That's just hilarious.
I'm telling you right now, you better check your garage because the West Kentucky mascot's probably sitting under your car. That might be the scariest out of the group. I mean, you have to pick it. Although, if that Indiana guy just popped out of nowhere, I'd probably flip.
Yeah, that would be...
He'd be like, because he has a look on his face like he wants to end your life. Those are the scariest mascots in college
football
history.
Honestly, you know what? No, I'm giving it to Syracuse.
Oh, I'm not afraid of clowns.
It's not that I'm afraid of clowns. It's that is a man.
It is a man.
Who didn't get into a felt costume that said, I am going to look like every child's nightmare willingly. Repeatedly.
It's the eyes for me on Big Red. That's what it is. It's the eyes on Big Red. That is a scary looking mascot. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Juan, am I being threatened? I'm just telling you. You are number one in the chat, which means that's where the West Kentucky mascot's going to go. That's not, you know. He could have been a monster, I think. Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to get to the whip around and call in to try to take me down in some candy trivia, and you will win. We'll qualify for a chance to go to Vegas. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. And Wichita Shockers mascot's pretty scary, too. We'll talk NFL when we come back and play the Midday Sports Standoff and get your phone calls on the Braden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. Spook.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, with the mascot stuff. I think people enjoyed that. Juan's going to be checking his room when he gets home. Almost immediately. Oh, for sure. If I get asked to go get something out of the garage tonight...
I'm turning the light on first and then poking my head in.
I'm sending... my friend instead. She's going to go. You can go.
Wow, what a true, gentleman.
She's
what do you think
about.
This is? What do you think this is, a scary movie?
Yeah, possibly. She can go for me.
I meant the parody movie, not the...
Moises Lopez, thanks for joining us on the YouTube.
This is
Frank. I'm Braden. Guy's been listening for a long time. First time on the YouTube. Thanks again. You can subscribe to our YouTube page. In the description below. We appreciate you here. Juan, my girlfriend is checking under my bed as we speak. Oh, good. Smart. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. All right.
Again, Big Red goes to the house of the number one chatter of the day.
And he's still chatting.
YouTube has done that, so.
He's still chatting, Juan. We only assigned that because Juan was throwing haymakers from the get-go. On Frank.
Oh, YouTube does all. YouTube calculates that. We don't have anything to do with that.
It's true. All right.
I could barely calculate anything on the show right now.
It's time for the Midday Sports Standoff. We have 4 contestants. We're going to let the chat pick who the contestant is.
Right, so chat.
We're gonna pick. Yeah, pick a number.
1 and 4.
Well, no. Pick a number 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Wait. Okay. I know how we do this.
How we're going to do this.
I am going to put a poll in the chat.
Oh, boy.
And then whichever one gets the answer, whichever one gets the most votes is who we take. So chat, callers on the line, you guys are completely reliant on chat.
And they don't know what line they're on either.
Exactly. So don't know which. Don't know which line you're on. Chat doesn't know which line you guys are on. You guys don't know which line you're on. So if you guys want, you can do some.
You're going to be doing.
You can do some campaigning.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, it's not going to mean anything. Juan wants to know. He's like, all right, I'll wear it. Wait, is it Big Red that's going to be at my house? Yes, Big Red. Uh-oh. Not great. Not the scary Big Red. The other Big Red's hilarious. I would love to have the other Big Red at my house.
Here we go. Getting the poll up now.
All right. Where is the poll?
Star poll. I said it's
come on.
It's almost there. Relax.
We're running out of time. Your question today is probably better, though. It's candy related. It's great.
Yes, it is.
All right. Poll question is...
Who plays the game?
3, 4, 5, and 6. Get your votes in.
4, 5, 6.
All right.
Poll is started.
All right.
So the poll is up. You guys vote on who gets to play the game. Of course, these jerks all pick four. First four people
of course,
the four different answers.
Why? I mean, you set them up for that. You set them up for that. All right. As they're doing that, I'll tell you what they're playing for. They are, these contestants, are playing for an opportunity, the last day to qualify for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. Hit the bumper. And then we'll once the bumper is done, that will be the last of the voting.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, he's not good. Are you kidding me, Mr.?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right. It's between either 5 or 6. Anybody got a coin?
Guys, stop writing in the chat your numbers.
Bang. Put done. Contestant number six. Come on down.
Number six is Jason in San Diego. Jason, lucky number six. Welcome in.
Congratulations.
Jason.
Jason, are you there? Oh, no!
Oh, for the love of it, please.
Bang! We'll see ya.
Okay, so next up was line five.
Five.
Oh, wait. He said he... Oh, he was there. Jason.
Jason, yeah. There he is.
There you are.
That
okay.
was almost a disaster.
Yeah, that was almost a disaster for
what
you.
What a terrible idea.
Okay. So... Question today. According to Food and Wine magazine, what are the top 10 most popular Halloween candies? Now, I will, before we do, and before we I start getting yelled at, one of them is a variation off of the main thing. So it's like a
What are we doing here? Am I gonna Chris L you right now?
No, you're not. I'm trying to think of a thing. It's like, okay, so you have Big League Chew and then you have Big League Chew Sour Apple. It's one of those things.
Oh, it's a like special flavor of the deal.
Yes, it is a flavor of thing. So before you guys yell at me, that's what it is. Jason, you have the first go.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids is number six on the list.
This is chocolate and regular candy,
yes,
right?
It is Halloween candy.
Reese's.
Reese's is number one.
Ah, there you go.
Jason.
Snickers.
Snickers is number five.
My turn? Oh.
Yeah, this is usually how this works.
I'll go with Twix.
Twix is number nine.
M&M's
is number three.
I feel like that's the variation one. What about peanut M&Ms?
Bang. Peanut M&Ms is number two.
So which ones do we have?
You have
Hershey bar.
Bang, that's off the list.
Seven. All right, so you got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9. So you need four.
There's three left.
Four, eight, and ten.
4, 8, and 10. Kit Kats.
Now you need 8 and 10.
Skittles.
Skittles no! is not there. You can still tie. You can still tie.
Milky Way.
No.
Milky Way is number 8. Jason, Starburst. You need to get this if you want to tie.
Starburst.
Not Starburst.
Oh. Baby Ruth bar.
I know what
not Baby Ruth.
Nerds.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
No.
Circus peanuts. Definitely not. Black
not
licorice.
That's...
Twizzlers.
Red Vines.
Jeez. Okay.
What
okay.
is the last
Dolly Rancher
one?
Or Haribo?
Hold on.
Tootsie Roll.
Hold on. Time out.
Dolly Rancher or Haribo.
Time out.
You better put them on mute. They'll just keep talking.
You guys each get one guess. If you both get it wrong, Jason, you're going to be qualified.
All right.
Jason, what is your guess?
We're both getting this wrong.
I'll go with the Haribo.
That is number 10.
Yeah. Wow.
Jason, congratulations. You are legitimately qualified to go see Jerry Seinfeld. I will get to your information.
What was it?
It was the Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, the gummy bears.
Yes.
Gummy bears. Nice. Broken teeth. You mix them with ice cream. Good stuff.
That was good. Jocelyn.
She dropped the ball, man. Jocelyn, she said she was going to call in, and then she was like.
We tried to wait for you, but then
you know what?
Four different people called. We're like, come on, call, girl, call, and you never call. Well,
I think
did
she was
call.
Taking
you
a picture
late.
For the. She sent a picture of her at Sage Creek with all the costumes.
Tell them to bleep off.
I think she's Toucan Sam.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look at.
Nice.
That's a great costume. Yeah, wait. You know what? Jocelyn's right. Work stuff first. But
is it work stuff, or do you want to do work stuff on Halloween, or do you want to win a trip to Las Vegas
to watch Jerry Seinfeld?
It's a trip to Las Vegas. You see, that's the thing.
They were all cereal. That's great. I like the combo stuff there. I like the themes.
Rod, don't.
Oh, no. Foul.
That's a
foul.
He draws the
that's
foul.
That's a no.
Foul.
Jeez.
What's the best costume you ever had? Get right up.
The best costume?
Yeah, the one you thought was the coolest that you had.
Best one
you ever saw at school.
God, I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
Come on.
I was like 4 years old. I dressed up as Jeff Gordon 1 year.
That's fun.
I had the whole suit and everything. Our landlord who lived downstairs from us took one look at me and said, "What are you, a chemical?" Because it was his sponsor was DuPont at the time.
I was an airplane 1 year.
Attaboy.
When I was really little, I think it was like 3 or 4, I wanted to be an airplane. And my dad made a paper mache like airplane. It was actually kind of sick.
Were you a Boeing or were you an Airbus?
Well, I was neither. I was like a prop plane. I had a little propeller on the front. Too.
Plus you were
cool.
A Cessna.
Yeah. There you go. When are you going to make it out to the, are you going to go to the Air and Space Museum next? Or what's the train museum, Air and Space Museum for you? Same day.
Oh, when is the air? No, it's not going to be the same day because they're not free on the
I
same
know.
Day.
I know.
They're not free on the same Tuesday.
I think everybody in my family when they were little was a Pooh Bear at least once. The little costumes. I was a cowboy 1 year. I'm just remembering like pictures that I took. I'm trying to think of like other costume I was. I mean, I'm sure I was a football player once or twice. That's always easy. Baseball player. Let me just wear my Little League uniform.
Yeah, exactly.
And be lazy about it. Some kids have some funny uniforms. They have some or costumes. Some funny costumes. I thought the funniest one I saw growing up as a kid was one of my friends was Roadkill. I mentioned this last week.
Yes. Yeah.
He took like bunny ears like that he put on and he took a chunk out of one of the ears and then he had like he drove a car over his t-shirt, put some red splatter. A great idea. It's been in some of the lame ones that you've seen. There's some pretty funny ones out there too.
Oh yeah, there's some great ones.
We got a lot of football to talk about in the next hour. We're giving away Aztec tickets in the next segment as well. Stay tuned for that. Brayton Suprenant Show, one more hour to go on Halloween. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayton Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.